The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And let's settle into our meditation posture. Maybe it's comfortable for you to close your eyes and turn your attention inward. Noticing the body. Noticing the posture that the body is in. For most of us, probably sitting. And noticing the general weather report of the body. What is the body like right now? Maybe it's just easeful and relaxed. Or maybe there's some tension or discomfort in the body. Or even pain. We can maybe invite areas that feel tensed or where there's some discomfort or pain to soften. And may this area soften. May it relax. Not necessarily to make it different, but sometimes it can be supportive to invite this softening and relaxation. It can be a supportive condition for our meditation to relax and feel at ease. You can also tune into the weather report of the mind. How's the mind? Maybe there's a certain mood present, certain feelings or thoughts. Maybe you can notice a certain tendency of relaxation or tension in the mind as well. Maybe we can invite the mind to relax as well. May the mind relax. May these thoughts relax, or the mood or emotion or feeling. May there be some ease and kindness in the mind. You can just simply open to whatever arises in your experience. whether it's something in the mind or in the body. Often there is something that is predominant in our experience. Sometimes that's thinking, sometimes it's a mood, sometimes it's pain or discomfort, it can be hearing or tasting or smelling, or the touch of the body in any way that stands out. Buttocks on the chair, cushion or bench, the hands that touch each other or are on your thighs. Touch of the breath against the nostrils, where the belly or the chest rises and falls. Such a simple practice to just be with whatever arises, to notice it, to be mindful of it, moment after moment, these changing conditions, changing phenomena. Sometimes this simple practice is not always easy. And sometimes we run into difficulty, reactivity, or judgment. Or other unpleasant or difficult emotions and feelings or thought streams that are difficult, or pain in the body. But maybe the practice can hold it all, also the difficulty. Maybe there can be a certain trust in the practice. Trust that our practice can hold whatever arises. And we might know from earlier that something difficult was going on and that we got through it with help of the practice. So maybe this time we can do it too. Sometimes the practice is easeful and not difficult at all. Maybe then we can trust the practice as well, knowing that it unfolds in a lawful way. the last few minutes of the meditation. You can take a moment to see if there's some gratitude or appreciation arising for ourselves, or the fact that we have taken the time to meditate, and the courage and the trust to meditate today, to look inward. To look at whatever arises, whether it was something that was easeful, or something more difficult, or kind of in between. This is a very wholesome thing to do. So maybe we can appreciate ourselves for that. Maybe you can say to yourself, thank you. I appreciate this decision to practice today. Maybe we can also extend this appreciation to the others present here today, practicing together with us. It's always supportive to practice in community. Feel the energy field of the community. So we can also extend our gratitude and thanks to all of us here present in the Zoom room. Maybe we can extend a wish of kindness towards ourselves and everyone present. May we all be happy. May our trust and confidence in this Dharma path grow and flourish. And then lastly, we can extend our well wishes to all of those who might be listening to this recording. May all of those listening to the recording be well and happy. May their trust and confidence in this Dharma path grow and flourish.